Aliens Ate My Homework by Bruce Coville. Read by William DeFries.
Chapter 1. Billy Becker, Boy Beast.
Watch out, Pudge Boy. Here comes number 23.
That was Billy Becker.
Splat, squish.
That was Arnie Markle, providing sound effects for the final moments of the bug Billy was smushing against the back of my head. That was me, Rod Albright, trying to say, "Let me go," which wasn't easy with Arnie sitting on my back and pressing my face into the grass. Why was Billy Becker squashing a bug against the back of my head? It was his hobby. You know how it is. Some people collect stamps or comic books or beer bottle caps. Billy was collecting a list of how many kinds of bugs he could mash in my hair. Why was Arnie helping him? Well, until Billy moved to town, Arnie had been our official class bully and kid most likely to spend time in prison. Then Billy got here, and within a month, he had made it a point to beat up every boy in the sixth grade. What made this remarkable was that he was the smallest kid in the class, at least 6 inches shorter than most of us. My mother, who sort of drips sympathy, said she thought Billy was acting so tough to make up for his size. Whatever the reason for Billy's bullying, most of the guys just stayed away from him after that first month. The only exception was Arnie, who was at least 6 inches taller than most of us and had been so awed by Billy's fighting skills that he became devoted to him. Now he was Billy's official hench thug. This meant, among other things, that it was his job to hold me down while Billy smeared bugs in my hair.
"Okay, Arnie," said Billy. "You can let him up now."
I scrambled to my feet but didn't say anything.